Two places. One, Proverbs in chapter 23. Proverbs in chapter 23. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers are coming by with Bibles and they can loan you one while you're here. Proverbs chapter 23 and also John chapter 6. Well, Christmas is coming now, and you know, don't spend it all in one place. Remember, you're gonna have a Christmas next year too, and so just be aware that sometimes there's a lot of lure out here to get you to spend money, and sometimes we need to not just you know, give in to some of the things that, and the gifts don't have to be that expensive. They know you love them and so forth. But, you know, you might want to moderate yourself. I'm just saying this now out of the spirit. I don't know. I don't know who it might pertain to, but all right. In Proverbs chapter 23, it writes this, and this is Solomon, who's responsible for much of the authorship of this. 23 and verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Another way of saying that is whatever he believes is where he will end up. Whatever he believes is where he will end up. Now that's a profound truth, because you don't draw what you want, you draw what you are, you know? And so you got to remember that you got to believe the right thing, because what you believe is where you're going to end up. And if you ended up at the end of every month broke, that's what you believe. Whether you believe it or not. So I'm saying here, 2012 is going to be a very, very different year in your life. You are no longer going to have more month than money. God is going to straighten you out. Say amen to that. Amen. It is time for the church to have abundance. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. And for us to do exactly what God called us to do. Because I think that's the key. We got to do exactly what God called us to do. Because the enemy, I think, is out to try to drain the church of its resources. And what we've got to understand is that we cannot allow that to happen. We're going to do exactly what God called us to do. Whether it's big or small, we can do it. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. So whatever he believes is where he's going to end up. Let's go over to John chapter 6. And now we're seeing this idea about feeding a multitude. And if you look at this, he said in verse 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company coming to him. And he said to Philip, where can we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Do you know that God knows what you should do? It sounds real simple, but that's the truth. So if you want to know what to do, ask God. Amen. Say amen to this. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, hearing the voice of God, what did the man say? It's a stronghold of faith. Man, we got to hear God's voice. Because every time I've heard God's voice and done it, it worked. Amen. So God is still speaking. Look what it says here. And Philip answered and said to him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Not sufficient. Since what the scripture says about God, it says that God, our sufficiency is in God. Amen. It's in Christ. Now, he is saying here, after Jesus said to feed him, he's telling Jesus, we can't do that. How do you feel telling God? My point to you is that Jesus knew what they could do. And, you know, as he led them into this situation and spoke this, there must have been a way to do it. But if you only consult your physical circumstances and surroundings, many times you'll give the same answer. We can't do that. Say amen to that. And so verse 8, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here, glory to God, which has two fish and five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what is that among so many? Boy, he caught a glimpse of something, didn't he? Do you know that you don't see with your eyes, you see through them? You see with your mind. And if you could see something other folk can't see, you can go somewhere other folk can't go. I said you can do something other folk can't do. You can have something other people cannot have. Say amen to this. So most of the world is in impossible thinking. Impossibility. I can't do this. There ain't no way this gonna work. How is this gonna happen? We don't have enough. Well, now you gotta get out of that kind of thinking. Because when you think like that, you'll speak like that. And what happened to the leaders when they said there are giants in the land and we can't take it? What happened to them? They died right where they spoke. Why? Because you can't rise any higher than you're willing to confess. So you got to watch your mind, because your mind is going to direct your mouth. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. So you see something, the first thing you got to practice is the vocabulary of silence. When Jesus was going with Jairus to heal Jairus' daughter, this woman stopped him as he was, this Baptist woman, as he was coming, he was going down there. Nah, I'm just kidding. This woman stopped him as he was going, and she had an issue of blood, and she touched his garment and got healed, and then sat down and told him all the truth. That probably took her testimonies today, at about 1:15. As a result of that, now some runners came from Jairus' house and said, trouble the master no longer. Your daughter's already dead. She just died. And Jesus told him, shh, only believe. Wow. You know, I got something. I got to tell you all this. I got some time. Y'all got a few minutes. Let me have my three-ring notebook. Unzip that side there. Yeah, give me that three. Yeah, great, great. Flo, okay, all right. Must be one of your people. Okay, Flo. I got something that was spoken to me. Now, it might be a little heavy for you, but he spoke it to me. If you believe what your five senses tell you, you will fail and the devil will control your life and your destiny and cut your life short. I decided I'm not believing anything unless it's in the Word of God. Say amen to that. So what did happen here? Two opinions. One, impossibility thinking. Second, possibility thinking. And you've got to get over to that side. that with God, come on, all things are possible. He made you to believe things that are impossible. Say amen to that. And sometimes your belief is affected by the folks you hang around with. I hate to tell y'all that. That's no charge right there. But you got to stop hanging around with all that unbelief, boy. They don't believe nothing anyway. I don't know whether they believe Jesus came as a virgin Mary. Let's see, where am I? Said, there's a lad here which has fire barley. You can tell I'm on the last service, can't you? But I'm about to tighten it up right now. There's a lad here which had fire barley and those two small fishes, but what is that among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus then took the loaves when he had given thanks to distribute it to his disciples, and the disciples of them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Say, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And then they gathered them together and filled the baskets with the fragments that remain over and above for them that were eaten. Now, my point to you is this. I was sharing this morning that we had a senior staff meeting and we're talking about going off a certain station. And so I said, you know, God had been speaking to me about that. I said, but I hadn't really heard God clearly. I'm trying to hear him clearly, because once you hear clearly the voice of the Lord, you are locked and loaded. And so I'm trying to hear. And when that was spoken in the meeting, I said, yeah. I said, you know, I believe it is. It's time to go off the station. And then I got back. And that night I prayed about it. I said, Lord, why have I been so duplicitous? No, let me break that down for you. Why have I been so double-minded in that situation? Can y'all handle that? Double-minded in that situation. And he said to me, because you're trying to save me money. I said, oh, Lord. He said, you think you're going to go off of there and save the money? Mm-mm. He said, if you go off of there, I just got something else here that you're going to use for. See, I'm trying to get to a place. See, I'm thinking, save some. They got as much as they would. They dipped their hand in there to get some, and before it left their spot, they went in there to get a second helping. And nobody said, get your hand out of there. They haven't had anything to eat yet. Let's save some for them. See, God is not saving for anybody, because he's got more than enough than you could even use. Say amen to that. See, I had to stop thinking that way. Now, I'm not talking about wasteful, because he said, take up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. God is extravagant, but not wasteful. Say amen to that. Well, I'm preaching better than y'all said amen now. Maybe I'm in the wrong section. Am I in the wrong section? Okay, all right. But anyway, so he said, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to save. So he said, but no, I got another destiny for that. He said, just as soon as you come off here, I got something over here. Man, I saw it there. I said, all right, praise God. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to bring God down. Not coming. Many people in the church are trying to find a place that they don't have to use any faith. Let me go over here, because, you know, they don't have a building program over here. Now, we're going to announce one on New Year's Eve night. So if you're going to leave, you better leave now. No, I hope you don't, but. All right. But I'm saying this. God has plenty. There is no lack The only lack is in our thinking. And as a man thinketh, so is he. You'll come up short. Don't even think that. I said, don't even think that. 2012 gonna be your biggest year. It's gonna be the biggest year. It's gonna be the glory. And so I was telling this morning about, I was looking at television. I saw this, apparently a man had robbed the bank or something, but the police were after him and they're chasing him down this expressway in Los Angeles. And they're chasing him and all the police cars were there, you know, like, you know, like they did back there in OJ's time. They're just going after him. And they're going after him, and next thing you know, the camera, you know, was up overhead, you know, in the helicopter and looking at all of it. And then all of a sudden, you know, they start throwing money out the window. See, throwing money out. I think their strategy was if they threw enough out, people would block the way. Y'all follow what I'm saying. But they were throwing it out, money just going out the window. I said, man. I said to myself, and the cars behind the policeman was stopping to get the money. I said, I leaned back in my chair and said, there's a believer in there somewhere. There's a believer. Why? Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men throw money out of windows if God has to do that to get your money to you. Say amen to that. Amen. We have Vicki Yoey with us. Vicki, come on up and bless us in the name of Jesus.